Today we're looking at Capitec's 2024 year-end results, with Capitec having a February year-end. So on an executive summary, on the macro environment of the pressured consumer, we've seen a stabilizing in the interest rates, and then also inflation has come down. We think especially in the food inflation and so, because that's where it bites a bit harder on the lower income consumers. So there's some relief on that front with a more, let's say, stable environment for the time being. And then on the FY24 results, I think the main item that came through is the net transaction and commission income that surprised, with showing strong results there and driving good earnings growth for Capitec. On a valuation front, it has been at quite these peaks in 2021, 2022, thereabout, if you were to look at a price to earnings ratio. And then it came down for about a year, and now the last year it's back up again. And now the share price being close to our intrinsic value, and also if you were to look at a price to earnings on a 10-year average, it's sitting quite at that average level. So we see the share price now resembling more a fair value. And taking that also into account, due to it showing a limited upside now, we've also changed our view from a buy to a hold. So what would change our mind if the price were to go lower without any change in our views, therefore representing more upside? And then otherwise, if we were to expect that the client growth or the sales per client, so being like a cross-sell per client, growth rate slowing compared to our expectations.